Well, believe it or not, airlines are doing better than ever, according to the latest Airline Quality Ratings Report, which has been rating the airlines for 23 years. The study looks at four areas: on-time performance, denied boarding, mishandled bags, and customer complaints. The airlines scored lower than last year when it came to getting you to where you want to go on time and to mishandling those bags, but customer complaints were way down and fewer people were bumped from their flights. So that's why the overall scores were higher. Brent Bowen is Dean of the College of Aviation at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Prescott, Arizona, and the co-author of the 2014 Airline Quality Rating Report. So, Brent, start with the good news. Which airline scored the highest in 2013?
Virgin America has done an outstanding job from going to not being in, big enough to be in the rankings, to coming into the rankings and going quickly to the number one spot. It truly is a model for other airlines to follow.
And who's down at the bottom?
Well, down at the bottom, we're going to see, as usual, mostly regional carriers. The small carriers, the little puddle jumpers and regional jets. And out of all the big airlines, the worst is United this year.
And where did they fall in the rankings?
United's actually number 12.
Number 12. Okay.
Number 12. And the only airlines below them are regional airlines.
Well, I'm going to ask you a little bit more about United in a moment, but I do want to dive into the actual four measurements that the report makes. Again, they're on-time performance, baggage handling, bumping, and complaints. Now, on two of them, you know, the involuntarily getting bumped off your flight and the number of passenger complaints, the airlines improved on those numbers. The rate of bumping passengers fell by 8%, and consumer complaints to the government in 2013 dropped 15%. I mean, were those findings surprising to you?
Well, actually, they are surprising. They're surprising, first of all, but they're something to celebrate, second of all. The airlines have gotten better about their overbooking policies. So they've been able to utilize their reservation systems more efficiently so that they bump fewer passengers. So that's good for us.
And what about the complaints? I mean, they seem to have peaked in 2012. What do you think is making them drop now?
We can't say exactly what's making them drop because these are just complaints filed with the United States Department of Transportation. But incidental evidence suggests that consumers have a certain degree of apathy and they have lower expectations for the airline. So if you go with low expectations and you get your basic service, you're probably okay, and they're not going to bother complaining.
See, this is the part that sounds familiar to me, because I'm thinking that based on the other two findings that you made, which really have an impact on customer experience when it comes to flying, on-time performance and baggage handling, that airlines only operated, what, just under 79% on time in 2013, and the rate of lost, stolen, or delayed bags rose by 5%. You would think that would garner more complaints, but it seems as if we're possibly entering an era, like you said, that where consumers have just sort of lowered their expectations overall for what the flying experience is going to be like.
Exactly. There's a certain amount of complacency. We've come to realize that, you know, if they just get us there and it's close to on time, we'll be okay.
Now, let me ask you, you mentioned United coming in at ranking at number 12 out of 15 airlines in the United States. United, of course, went through a major merger with Continental a couple years ago. It's one of the biggest airlines in the world now. And then we also have American Airlines and U.S. Airways, which just finalized their merger. There's been a lot of theorizing as to what effect these big consolidations are going to have on the industry. Have you seen any effect that they've had on the rankings or the quality measures that you look at?
Oh, absolutely. For the entire 24-year history, we closely have monitored the impact of merging two airlines. And what happens is when you take two very large airline organizations, usually if they're merging, it's because they're kind of middle of the road, and you put them together, you get one worse airline. The quality, at least for the first 3 or 4 years, goes down. And United and the Continental merger, they went from their respective positions at about 6 and 8 down to 12. And 1 year recently, they were bottom last. So, you know, that's just one of many examples. Now, a big story today is really not only, you know, American and U.S. Airways, but look at how Southwest and AirTran have been coming down. Southwest and AirTran were industry favorites just several years ago, and they're plummeting in performance, and they actually have not yet combined. However, this year, it's big news, really, that Delta, after their merger with Northwest, is coming back towards the top of the charts. Delta has really improved, and it's because they decided to improve, and they did.
We're speaking with Brent Bowen, co-author of the 2014 Airline Quality Rating Report. This is Here and Now. So what would you recommend to, a company like United now that it needs to do to improve its performance?
Well, it's all about management. As a matter of fact, Gordon Bethune, the former head of Continental Airlines, wrote in his book that he decided that Continental was going to perform better in the airline quality rating and made it happen. Then he left, then the merger happened, and the United management let it slip and slip and slip.
So if they want to, they can, is what you're saying.
That's right. It's all about corporate resolve and basically how happy and how pleasant are the employees. And that's one reason there's a lot of surprise that consumers still think Southwest is the friendliest airline. And they keep going down and going down. And now with AirTran, they're going down even further. And some might say they lost that corporate culture. They lost that passion to please.
Well, the final question for you. Every year when this report comes out, does it change who you want to fly with?
Well, you know, most passengers fly based on price. But for me personally, it does make a difference because I know that if I fly a higher ranked airline in the airline quality rating, I am more likely to have a better experience.
Well, listeners, we'll have a link to the airline quality rating report so you can see where the 15 airlines that were measured all ranked. And Dr. Brent Bowen is Dean of the College of Aviation at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Prescott, Arizona, and co-author of the 2014 Airline Quality Rating Report. Mr. Bowen, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.